Kino zu Hause, der DocFest München Podcast. Filmgespräche des Internationalen Dokumentarfilmfestivals München.
Herzlich willkommen am 38. DocFest München. A very warm welcome to the 38th DocFest Munich. My name is Daniel Lang. I'm a filmmaker. I also work here at the HFF, and I'm very, very happy to present the world premiere of Demon Mineral by Hadley Austin, who's also here, in its original version with English subtitles, as part of the Doc International main competition. The film is also a part of the Doc Edit Award, presented by Adobe. And the jury of the Doc Edit Award is also present, so welcome to the cinema. The film is also nominated for the Kino Audience Award, presented by BR and Dreisat. And if you want to give the film your vote, you can put a little ticket into the plexiglass box after the screening. Please welcome the director of the film, Hadley Austin, and hopefully we'll also have the editor, Timothy Freight, with us. Tim, can you see us and can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Perfect. And we can see you. You're like huge on the screen. Hi from LA. What time is it?
In LA? It's about 10:30 in the morning.
That's okay. Hadley, just a simple question. Why did you make this film? Why did you have the idea? What made you basically spend at least a few years of your life with this film?
Well, I'm from, like, it's not my ancestral home, but I am from where the film was made. The cool footage of the band that's like out in the painted desert, and where the young woman was throwing rocks. I lived there, and I worked on this issue for 20 plus years. This is just sort of the current phase of that work, and it's never ending work, right? Like, people will carry it on after me. A few years ago, I don't know how it registered over here, but there was a lot of attention paid to a protest movement in a place called Standing Rock in North Dakota. And the whole country was looking at this water that was under threat of potential damage with a pipeline. And they were watching this situation with grave concern. And I was moved. I was pleased at this attention, but I was thinking, like, I mean, I lived in a place where people haven't been able to drink the water for generations. So, you know, I also was thinking about how few people know about that, and how strange that is. But then lastly, it's a beautiful place, and I miss it. And it was a nice excuse to go home.
Tim, you came on board, I think, through one of the producers to the project. It's a very multi-layered film. Maybe you can talk a little bit about how you sort of basically started work on the film. How did you build it, basically? Or how did you weave it, maybe better?
Yeah, thanks for that question. Yeah, and thanks for hosting the film. I wish I could be there to watch more films with you all and talk more. And also, I just want to say thank you to the festival and the jury for creating this award to talk about editing. I just think it's so important to talk about editing. And I mean, I've been editing for 7 or 8 years, and I feel like I'm just starting to learn what editing is. And I just think any chance to talk about it, including among editors, is just so helpful to the form. So yeah, thanks for this opportunity. But I mean, just I'm just thinking about concretely your question. So when I came on, Hadley had already done 3 production trips out there and had a bunch of footage and had just started, you know, playing with putting it together. And I came on And we sort of gathered our archival materials, created a sample. You know, this is, it's always on films like this, is this process of trying to raise money while you do it in order to fund it and further phases. So we made a sample, raised some money, and then just started all along that, just started iterating this process of putting these pieces together. And I think, I guess the one thing I wanted to say about that was that what was interesting to me about this film was these disparate elements. You know, we had this like verite scenes, we had archival material, we had all these documents from academia and from Congress, we had this idea of doing CGI and had this narration and some of the, yeah, this poetic narration that Hadley was working with. And so to me, that was really interesting. There's a trend of, I think, documentaries that I'm really interested in that do this thing that's kind of like a collage of all these different voices and these different points of view on a topic. And so rather than like streamlining or homogenizing that, it's like letting these voices and these tones and these atmospheres and these like different addresses all coexist. Yeah, we just started playing with that together. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Can you remember working on the material, the Hollywood material, and then I will put the music of the metal band basically underneath that, because I think it really works amazingly well. Can you remember how you came to that, like the process basically?
Well, you know, this film, there was so much resequencing and playing with every possible configuration and arrangement of things. So I think I do believe that good editing comes out of play and having the opportunity to play and the opportunity to like put things next to each other and see how they transform each other. And that was definitely one of those juxtapositions that arose out of, you know, trying some different things. And there was a certain energy that happened with that move of kind of like scoring, first making that montage and then combining with the music. I think we felt like it worked when we put it together. I don't know what to say beyond that.
Does anyone at the jury have any questions? Well then, at least two.
Hi, my name is Barbara, and I really enjoyed the movie, but we are talking about the editing, and I was really blown away by the editing, I have to say, with all these playful ideas you had, and also with the, that they worked, because I know a lot of movies where people play, but they not necessarily work for me, and it has deepness in its playfulness. It's not just funny or extreme or interesting or something. It does something with my mind. And what I enjoyed a lot was also the pictures, but also the black and white decision. And I would like to know if this was already made by filming. Yeah. Okay.
And our cinematographer, our DOP, is actually in the very back there. Hi, Yoni.
So Yoni Goldstein, right at the back. Maybe a round of applause for his beautiful camera work.
Yeah, much deserved. But the black and white you saw was infrared black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And it was done both to show invisible danger, invisible threat, and you literally can see it sometimes, like you know, some of the footage you can see like radon gas coming out. It looks, a lot of people think it's heat waves, so it was a way to sort of address that, but it was also paying homage to, and kind of going back to your other question, to the images that first immortalized this space in cinema, right? Those black and white John Wayne films.
Okay. But also the decision of the pace of the movie. What I found really remarkable that you let everything breathe so well and give the viewer the time to really think. And I think that's the remarkable thing about that from my own experience is because as all editors, we watch the same movie all over again and again and again, and we know all these images already, and we tend to like, you know, because it doesn't do so much for us anymore. So you know what I mean, or that maybe you can tell it in English again, so the other audience here understands what I'm talking about. How do you proceed in that? What keeps you away from editing it shorter? I would like to know.
Wow. Well, thank you for those kind words, and also I think that's such a good question and something I think about all the time as an editor. Because, you know, like out here in LA, I work on a lot of different kinds of projects, and there's different degrees of time pressure, and financial pressure, and just like different styles of production. And some of them definitely don't give you this kind of gift or this luxury to even, for example, to be able to just sit with material all the way through before you even start editing. You know, that's kind of seems like a luxury these days on a lot of productions. And so it does feel like, you know, it's like a gift for me to be able to work on a project like this, where there is that sense of openness and exploration and just letting things take the time that they need to take. The other thought that's coming up in my mind as you talked about that was just how a lot of what we were trying to do on this film is about like letting the actuality of the space and Navajo Nation and the desert and the tone and the way people talk and the character of all the participants kind of bleed through, and sort of not try to like shoehorn it or edit it too hard or tweak it in this way, and sort of to let it be slow, I guess. And I mean, part of that for me is also just like the environment. And since I've been in Southern California, I spend a lot of time in the desert, just on my own in solitary. It's kind of like a space of solitude and silence for me. And I know Hadley's like obviously very familiar with that environment as well. And there's something about the desert that I think there's just something dynamic about that solitude and that space. And so I think when I saw all this footage from that was shot in the desert with this care and this patience, it definitely just made me want to let that be and appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I mean, just to add a layer too, I mean, I think another thing we were thinking about is like, how do you make somebody love a place they've never been to? And I think in many ways, the answer is to let them experience it. Which, you know, we really work to try and do.
Yeah, thank you very much for this very great and interesting film. And I think you already said a lot about, and you and Barbara, about the process of the montage process, and explains a lot already. It has to be like this for me to get to this point of film. And it probably took many, many weeks, months to do this process or to get to this point of film. And I have just one question, or I was thinking about one special part of the film like when you did had these drone shots of the desert with the sound, how did you come to this idea, or what was the background? Why did you do that? I didn't, yeah, I just wondered a bit, and yeah, maybe you can explain this special part.
Sure. I mean, I think Tim, I'll explain why we got that. You should, because he modified that footage to make it have some of the effect that it had. But that drone footage was over, we were trespassing with that drone. We didn't trespass at all for this film, except for on mining land. That drone was flying over the Church Rock mine site and was flying over the retaining ponds. And we had our sound technician, Orlando Skidmore, fly it over that for us, which he generously agreed to do. It was his drone. And then we had to modify that footage to make it mimic the infrared black and white, which Tim did a lot of, and then obviously our colorist did some of too, and then Tim, you know, edited it in that way that makes you feel like it's both beautiful and also like, what the heck is going on? I'll pass it over to you, Tim.
I mean, I think that so many of the things we were trying to visualize here were huge or vast or underground or invisible or behind a fence like this. And so these moments felt special to me when you could like see some of it or step back and see behind the fence. And I don't know, but I think you said it, Hadley. I think that was kind of our intention.
Okay. Hello, my name is Sven. Thank you for the great movie. Congratulations for your world premiere, to have it here, to share the movie with us. And I really enjoyed it. It's a good example for a documentary to explain something about the topic, having great characters in front of camera and this... it's changing all the time, your movie, and this was really great to see. And one question is about your collaboration in the editing room. I've seen there was another name on the credits, or not just you. So maybe you can say something about this. Who was working with you together?
Tim and I worked on this for 2 years, and then near the end, we asked Nenev Meniar if she might view it and give us her feedback and consult with us as we neared the end, so that we could feel confident in our
Tim, how was the process of working? Like, I think you worked during the pandemic most probably, so were you in the same space, were you in the same city?
Yeah, a lot of phone calls, a lot of Zoom, and remote work has kind of become the norm, at least in my world, since the pandemic. One other interesting part of this process was that, you know, sometimes you have just the idea that we could start filming start editing and working with this material, and then Hadley and Yoni could go back and shoot more things, and we could sort of identify where the gaps were, and they could go back. So it does feel like this, the editing process was very interpolating with the shooting and the editing. And Hadley and I were working very closely on that whole process, you know, handing it back and forth. Working with this narration and just playing with, you know, sometimes the production is very short and very just like a container of 4 months or something at the end of something. This was much more of like a back and forth over several years, which I think was really gave us time to play with it and work with it.
Just another question to this. What was your original concept of the film? And so maybe you can talk about that a little bit. Probably changed, or it of course changed a lot. So, but what did you want to do at the beginning, or when you had the idea to make this film?
Yeah, it's interesting what changed and what didn't. I keep processing how much it feels like the thing that was in my head, which really is, I think a testament to Tim and his patience, and his research, right? Like I entered this project with over 20 years of knowledge, and I carried it with me, and you know, I think editors have to do this crazy thing, which is like they have to learn about the thing, and then they have to like learn all the people's names and what to do. But yeah, you know, my original concept was not so different, interestingly enough, although my original concept had a lot of room in it to be responsive, and my goal in, I guess I had like three goals. One was to create as collaborative a space as possible, because it takes so many people to make a film and people need room to be successful. And, you know, and they have such good ideas. And then another goal I had was to like hit some key points, you know? So like whatever else sort of like circulated around those points, you know, I wanted to make sure that those points were made. And then my final goal was just that everybody who is in the film, because everybody in the film is Indigenous, is from the community, you know, that they felt that it was something that they could stand by and with, and that it could serve them and their work, because they are all working, you know, in some way to address this issue. And so in that way, I felt like I couldn't be too rigid in adhering to like any specific notion. But I think, you know, as somebody who just like is now watching this like tremendously complex project, you know, in this way, it's amazing. And I am actually very moved by how much, you know, everybody who was part of it, how much it reflects what was interior, right? Because it is so hard to make that exterior. It's hard to do it in conversation, and it's hard to do it in the work.
Are there any questions from the audience or comments? Right at the back.
Hi. Yes, thanks for the film. Even from here, it was beautiful to watch it and experience it. I wanted to ask, what did you come to this project first as a researcher or a filmmaker, or actually did you have any kind of conflict between these two positions, or yeah?
I think. I am a researcher and an artist, and for me those things are inextricably linked. And I think and also an activist all the time, right? And I think that the creation of art is a joyful expression of protest all the time. So for me it was very much all mixed together in a cake already. Yeah.
Yeah, and can I just chime in with that? I was thinking about one of the things that I noticed or was interested in when watching this footage was like just the process of casting all the participants. I feel like, I don't know what to say, there's some kind of chemistry between Hadley as a researcher and also some of the people she chose to work with, who have kind of this kind of similar tone or this sense of research or investigation. And so I just feel like, you know, that casting process kind of really, which is kind of organic in her life, but it also shapes a lot of what the film becomes.
Thank you, Tim. Any other questions? Yes.
Oh, hi, thank you for the movie. And actually, it was very interesting. I heard a lot of nuclear tests in the desert and never really realized, okay, I heard that John Wayne, Steve McQueen, they all got cancer. And I didn't realize that it was this, that it had this impact, really. And the whole story behind it, and to see how, the whole story behind it, and also see the old pictures, and really well done. And at the end, there was this billboard. There's hope that they will clean up that mess one day,
So you are still waiting, or the Navajo Nation is still waiting that they clean up the mines. So everything is still just not done, of course. Are there any, so what do you think? Will there be a solution for that soon?
Not soon. Yeah, there are 527 uranium mines that we know of right now on the Navajo Nation. 6 have been addressed with any remediation. At this rate, it will take 2,000 years. One of the things actually related to editing and the answer to that question too is, some of the archive, like all of us worked as archivists for this film, and there are 2 other films that we pulled from specifically that are about this issue, that are in the film. One is Broken Rainbow and one is called Four Corners. And they are this film's predecessors, right? There will be other films about it, right? Because the issue will outlast us, but we're all part of it. Yoni was saying the other day, like, well, we're all part of it now, and so are you.
I'm afraid our time is up here. Tim, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks.
Hadley, thank you very, very much for presenting your film. Thank you to the jury, and thank you to the audience. Yeah.